And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Come on, baby.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Hold on. Watch out.
Caution. Terrain. Caution. Terrain. Terrain. Pull up. Pull up. Pull up.
Yeah. We better pull up.
You're
about to hit that mountain.
That is a total inside joke, and it just made us feel good.
It's a total inside radio joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're plummeting out of the sky. Pull up. Pull up. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Terrain.
Terrain. Pull up. I love whenever like she comes back and she says, pull up. And then like the person is ignoring it, the pilot or the person in general. And she comes back and says, pull up.
Caution. Terrain. Caution. Terrain. Terrain. Pull up.
She's got a little more emphasis the second time.
Just dead. Yeah. Just enough to get your attention.
Sorry. We got that out of the way. This part of the podcast this week. Actually, the whole podcast this week is brought to you by our friends at Super 8. And this is like the best advertising because it's all S's. And it's like a she sells thing. I'm really good at those, by the way. Super destinations, super start breakfast, and super free Wi-Fi make for a super stay at Super 8 hotels. Visit super8.com to start saying super. Here, you try it.
Terrain.
Caution. Terrain.
Caution. Words.
Say, do it fast.
Words.
Do it fast.
Super destinations, super start breakfast. I messed up the ones, not even the half.
You said breakfast.
Breakfast. Man, my birthday got real. Okay, first off, can I just say right now how much I cannot stand this Britt McHenry woman? No. It continues. Now new allegations, not allegations, it's actually true, of her berating women on Twitter in the past.
What? That just came out?
Yeah. I can't tell if you're joking.
No, I didn't see it. I didn't see the new thing.
Yeah, it's now coming out that there's this, apparently this Liz Jackson... back in November was watching because Britt, okay, first off, Britt's a girl. She's on ESPN. She's a sideline reporter and she was angry at this tow company, took her car, whatever. And so she's berating the woman who's just at the counter.
Yeah, I've got the audio. Play the audio.
I'm in the news, sweetheart.
That's
how we'll
sue
this place.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I'll play your video, so careful. I'll play the video.
That's why I have a degree. Sure. Yep, that's all you care about is just taking people's money. Yeah. With no education, no skill set. Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing? Why, because I have a brain and you don't? Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, huh? Oh, like yours? But they look so stunning. Because I'm on television and you're in a trailer, honey. Lose some weight, baby girl.
So apparently she has a friend of hers is there with her who's equally as horrible.
You have horrible teeth. And you're fat. And you're stupid.
So that's her. So back in November, this Liz girl's watching TV and Brittany makes a... You know, let's go to Britt down on the sidelines for an update on whatever she thinks she knows about this sport.
Let's go check in on Britt's skill set because she has an education.
You know, anyway, so apparently she said alienation. She goes, there's so much alienation on that scoring drive. And so Liz, this girl on Twitter, it's a wild, wild west.
Right.
Says so much alienation on that scoring drive. And Britt responds directly to this girl and says, nice AVI.
Nice. Yeah, talking about her Twitter picture.
Yeah, nice picture. And this other girl comes back and says, about your report, accurate, or is the local media trying to alienate your story? Britt comes back and says, I didn't realize that was such big vocabulary. She says, apparently it is. It seems to be getting dismissed. Britt comes back and says, I work for ESPN. That's all I'm concerned with.
In other words, she got the ESPN job and got the big head. That's basically what we've picked up from both of these.
You know, my favorite. Yeah, you're right.
She's on, you know, she's on that thing with the tow company, and she's, you know, berating the lady because she's on TV, and you're, you know, you're in a trailer. Yeah.
My favorite game to play is Google the sideline reporter game, and click images. Most of the time, not always. Okay, I haven't had one yet that hasn't. But
so when just you, Google sideline reporter?
Yeah, whenever, no, no, when you see one, let's go to, Cammy
right.
Johnson for a look, talking about injuries. How's it looking, Cammy? And you go, it's all like the layout spreads and model pictures. There's no pictures of them, you know, like playing ball or.
Obviously,
you know,
that's not always the case.
No, it's not, because actually I have seen
Big
one.
D has Big the, D likes
I
dudes.
I can't stand it. I don't like it. I don't like women doing it. It's not a sexist thing.
Here's the thing. I don't mind it. And I have the same problem with a lady sideline reporter that I have with a guy sideline reporter. At least talk intelligently about it. I don't care what your sex is. I don't care what your race is. I don't care. I just want you to add something to the game. If you're going to be a sideline reporter, let there be a reason they go to you.
Yeah, not, well, not because you're cute.
She has an education and a skill set.
Yes. Yes, she does.
Yeah, she can wear a bikini and turn her head this way.
If you Google sideline reporter and then click on images, it's...
Oh, is it great? Is that a good game just by itself?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, well, see, I just stumbled upon something.
Obviously, we know what the skill set is that you need for sideline reporter. you see the leveling of intelligence.
Sideline reporter. Oh, wow. There's my favorite.
Yeah.
What's her face?
Aaron Andrews.
Hey guys.
Hey, well, it looks like he's hurt. Bad. Back to you guys.
Why do y'all hate on her?
I don't
man?
Know, man. But you know what? I'm not the only one. There's most women I know can't stand her either.
Hey, it's Aaron Andrews, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
See, she was nice to us.
Yeah. Well, we were nice to her then, but now she's not here. I'm sorry. I'm an awful person. I really am. I don't mean to be.
That's Big D talking right
see,
now.
See, I don't know if you're really upset with Britt McHenry or whatever her name is because of what she did or just because she's a hot sideline reporter. I think you already hated her because she was a hot sideline reporter.
Isn't that weird? Like, I should like her. I should, as a guy, I should be like, wow, she's hot, man. I don't care what she says. But I'm not. I don't like them. I would rather have, if you're going to do it, if there is a competition, what's a dance competition, okay, and that's a primarily a women or female sport, okay? I called it a sport. You're out there tumbling and all that stuff. Why would you go to me to talk about?
All right, let's go to Derek.
Let's go to Derek on the side talking about this. Well, I've never done this before, but man, it looks really hard. Hey, way to go. Back to you guys.
There's lots of alienation on that tumble.
See, you would go, why is the big fat white guy doing that?
Yeah,
I know why there's a pretty girl on the sideline.
We all know why.
No, hold
Let's
on.
Stop
it's not just because,
kidding ourselves.
Not just because she looks good on TV, because she does. It's also because they're going to make her go up and ask a really stupid question of the coach right before halftime.
And the coach will not. The coach will ignore a dude.
It's in his contract. He must talk to the sideline reporter in a televised game. But still, he's probably going to be nicer to Britt McHenry than he would be to you.
See, I don't
because
think
you're
going
to walk up to the coach
true
on his way into the halftime. He's down by 10 points.
Nope.
Okay? And you need to go, Coach, what do you guys need to do to pull this together in the second half? That is the stupidest question you can ask a man who's down by 10 points.
I disagree. I think it's only to be eye candy for sport that is being watched primarily by men.
So you're saying that a sideline reporter is actually a sexist position?
Absolutely.
Because it's filled by someone who is beautiful and female.
Listen, not always, but usually.
Usually, almost all the time,
dude. I can't stop. I'm still scrolling through the pictures.
So, oh my gosh! You see, here's the counter argument to that, which is: are you saying that it's that
part of the problem?
Look at this skill set.
Yeah, if you're boy, she got a set of skills on her.
I didn't go there.
I'm sorry.
That was too easy.
It was funny.
No, that was an easy
line.
It
was an easy joke.
I mean, yeah.
This is the best picture of Aaron Andrews I have ever seen. I am a huge Aaron Andrews fan now.
Oh, hey, where'd you get that?
Take a look right there.
You guys need some probiotic?
Someone's at my door.
Oh, listen.
Nothing?
The counter argument is, are you saying that just because a woman's beautiful, she can't be a good...
See, that, I'm sorry.
Told
Patrick.
You. This picture
this
is.
This picture? Okay, this is what I'm talking about. How do you. Well, you can come over and look at it and get up, big old get lazy and, turd.
Turn the screen. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's.
Yeah,
she's wearing. Real?
Yeah, that's real.
It doesn't
real.
Even look like her, though.
That doesn't look real.
It's it is her, though.
That's her. Yeah, she's wearing. She's got glasses, and she's got them barely in her mouth, and she's wearing a shirt that is literally
was
cut
she
from
in like Maxim or something.
I don't
like,
know what
that
is.
That is way
usually,
too hot.
Okay, and then she's got a lollipop in the other hand.
Yeah,
can
and
you
like
notice
the,
that?
And the thigh high socks.
Yeah, they go all the way up, and then her. She's wearing panties. They're frilly panties with a little bow on them. And then her shirt is barely covering her stuff.
But I'll tell you what.
It's a great
that's
looking picture.
That's an incredible picture.
She has a, that's she a great,
want,
super hot, sexy
if
picture.
If I were Bill Belichick, I want to talk to her.
But don't sit there. Don't go and say, hey, I do this, and I've never played football before, and I have no idea.
But know that the reason I'm here is because of my education and my skill set.
Do you remember Christina that we used to work with? She was a sales girl, but she actually played in the lingerie football league whenever it was around.
Dude, seriously, come
she,
on.
No, she was awesome. I would talk to her in the hall about football, and she knew. But you know what the difference is? She played the sport. She understood the sport.
She played lingerie bowl, bro.
No, but
that's
she
not
did.
The
if
same
you ever
sport.
Watched lingerie football, it's real football.
It's real football. And she understood. She understood the nuances of you
stop,
know.
Stop.
No, she was really
okay,
fascinating.
First off, lingerie football is not a sport.
And
that
then
is not real football.
It is.
No,
you're
it's
thinking
not.
Because of the name. It's they play real football.
It was amazing.
In lingerie?
It was very. You and want to talk about a sexist sport? That was a sexist sport.
That was it.
Sport.
That was the only way
but,
they could get attention. They
what, it's not a sport anymore?
I don't I know if it's still around. Know.
Okay, that means it's not a sport. That's my point.
Okay, jeez.
I'm Googling.
Gosh.
It. LFL.
Seriously, I mean, honestly, you guys
oh,
are
no,
going to tell
they
me
they call
that
it the Legends Football League now. It's not the Lingerie League they anymore. LFLUS.com. You can check them out. But watch some of the videos, dude. They play some hardcore football, man.
Okay.
And here, just watch a little bit of it. Any one of these girls.
You don't have to play football to be a sideline reporter.
I would say though,
Reese Davis never played football. He's a play-by-play announcer. Neither did Chris Fowler. Neither did Brent Musburger. Any of those guys. You
don't I
don't have
like
to
Brent
be,
Musburger though.
You don't have to be a have played football to be a sports broadcaster.
To me, I think you should.
No.
That's a personal
played,
thing.
Because there's nothing I hate more than when they get some guy on there. Because
who knows
he
what he's talking
football.
About?
No.
Who can go, I know where this guy's talking about because I've been there?
No, he play. Yeah, okay, he might know it, but he can't tell a story. He can't actually do it. He's not a broadcaster.
Okay. So he can't talk? I play ball.
You know how many
I play people, ball. I speak pretty well.
I'm not saying there aren't guys who can do both, but there are a lot of guys that are working on ESPN and Fox that are on there because you know their name and their face and you know they played football, but they do. That doesn't mean they can sit there and be a broadcaster.
It's not any better than them just putting a girl on because she's cute. I got it.
I
want an ugly, nasty guy who has a broken nose. He has kind of a this call the top, but he knows the game.
You know,
I'd rather that.
I'll tell you that I'm going to be good cop on this one because I know a lot of I played softball for about 5 years with this lady named Shanna, and she played football as well. She had like 13 tackles in one game. We went to
I
watch her. She was
if
a linebacker. No. Wait.
Care.
I'm not done. But she also played baseball too, or softball, and she was amazing. You want to talk about somebody with a lot of sports knowledge? I would love to talk to her about sports
yes.
and
can
to hear
she talk?
From her.
Can she do the job? Standing on the sideline and doing reporting or doing play-by-play,
you know,
more importantly.
I don't know.
Is not the same as having a conversation about sports.
But when I think about Britt McHenry talking about her skill set that she brings, you know, I don't know if she ever played any sports. I don't know how much she knows. I can't back up because, again, I don't know what Britt's collegiate background was or even high school. But I will say this. There are some really, really sports intelligent ladies out there.
Okay.
I don't think Britt McHenry is one of them.
Exactly.
I don't think she is, and I think she'll be ending up, you know, covering.
I don't care whether she is or not. Maybe she's got a degree in journalism, and she's a great journalist. You know what? She's also extremely attractive, and that I'm not going to say, like some people, that that's a detriment against her, but you have to know that that helped you. You have to. You can't go. That's why that video is so frustrating
because
to everyone.
She's the only person
who doesn't realize that the fact that you're mega hot has helped you in life.
Yep.
Okay.
And you also think that everyone knows who you are. No one has a clue who you are.
Who?
Dude, no, seriously.
Britt McWho?
She didn't even look familiar.
She was before this.
I didn't know either.
And now you're only known not for being good looking, but for being ugly.
Oh, God, that's beautiful. Yeah. That was poetic.
Yeah. See how I spoke? Really, I could be on the sideline doing that.
Oh,
yeah, you're a professional broadcaster.
That was beautiful. Oh, yeah, he is. What about like Charles Barkley? Charles Barkley is my favorite person to call any basketball because Charles brings something to it. He has the personality, but he also has a skill set.
He has a great
He's got a knowledge of the game that goes so deep.
That's not the
Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal. I love watching like the TNT stuff because those guys together especially are amazing. Yes. They're funny.
And just for the record, I do love Charles Barkley because it's the same thing as John Madden. It was very simple. It was very goofy, but it was perfect. It was relatable and fun, and people liked. He had a likable quality. You know, that's a skill. That's a skill set. I'm
Being
not talking
likeable?
About the skill set of I played football, so I can talk about football. No, I'm saying you have to have something that makes people want to listen to you, makes people want to look at you and watch you and hear what you have to say. You know, maybe she had it. I don't know. But
she's
after
a
watching
terrible
that
attitude.
Video,
awful attitude. She's so.
Can you do your little ugly line again? You know, you only got the job because you're beautiful. But what? How do you say that?
I mean, I got to be in the moment. You know,
yeah. It was
I'll
good.
Have another. I'll bring it back.
It was epic. Good. It was beautiful. It was poetic. It was very Shakespearean.
What else? We're going to the ACM Awards. We're leaving tomorrow, flying out to go to the awards. Taking our crew. Taking wives.
Which will be fun. My wife, you know, I years ago when it was in, I say years ago, like 2 years ago, whatever it was, the last time we were nominated or whatever, Stacey wanted to go so bad. And, you know, it's different. When you watch it on TV, it's a completely different thing than whenever you're actually there in the moment at the show. It takes a lot longer. What would seem like a 3-hour show for you is like 5 hours in the audience. Because
see, I don't feel like that. When I'm there, at the live shows, tapings.
Yeah, but the live shows, to me, what happens is they go to commercial, and all of a sudden, everything goes, and the energy level just drops. At least, like, at a college football game or whatever, there's something like there's a band.
Wait, when was the last time you were at an award show? Because I've been to the CMAs the last 3 years.
Have you ever been to an award show?
Yeah, I did. I went to the ACMs back in the day.
When? I was going to say, when? Because you didn't go with him.
You didn't. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Well, the one in Vegas?
No, it was the CMAs. Never mind.
Yeah, because I don't think you ever gone to the actual show.
Yeah, I did the first, like in 2004, 2003, somewhere up in there.
You didn't like it?
Maybe the one in New York?
It wasn't that I didn't like it. It was just like there was a lull in between segments.
In between commercials, what they do now, while the commercial is playing at the CMA Awards at least, they show you old performances.
Oh, well, that's better.
And it's actually really interesting because you're sitting there and, you know, all of a sudden they're showing you Garth Brooks singing Friends in Low Places in 1991 on the CMAs.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's what they do in all the commercial breaks at the CMA Awards. I have no idea what they're going to do in Dallas.
Okay,
but
well, I like that. I was kind of dreading the actual being there because I'm like,
I think where we're sitting, we're going to be sitting where some of the art, like where the people are sitting. So in between breaks, you can talk to our friends. We're going to be like, hey, look, Dirks, you know. Hey, look, it's Lon or whatever.
I wonder how the conversation with Dirks would go. Hey, dude. Start talking airplanes.
Every conversation between you two and Dirks.
I think if any artists come up to me and I'm with my wife, I'm going to go, can you not bother me right now? I'm with my wife.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
I'm going to pull that. I'm going to be like Brit. Be like, excuse me. Like, I have a skill set, and I'm on the radio, so, you know.
Yeah.
People like that just drive me insane. I'm hot, so I'm better. No, you got lucky. You won the DNA lottery. Sure, you may work out, and, you know, for that, good for you.
Hard
you watch
work
your
pays
diet.
Off.
Yeah, you know, way to go. But don't go and criticize someone who isn't as attractive as you. Because you just got lucky and your gene worked out. You got great bone structure. You're not. You don't have a hereditary fat thing. Okay, because it is fat. It is hereditary. And if your mom's fat, you're probably gonna be kids. Fat. Your kids are gonna have great calves.
That is true.
They do. Have you not seen Frank and Ava?
So
both of them have great strong legs. I'm like, yes.
Be humble. Be appreciative of what you have. You know, and be humble. Be nice to people. Love on people. I wish if we could get that. Whether you believe in God, Jesus, the Bible, or whatever, pretty good stuff in there. Just basic life advice.
Yeah, like be nice to people.
Be nice to people. Love on others. Be humble. But that's pretty good advice. Whether you believe in life after death, heaven, hell, whatever, that's just pretty good stuff to use. Hello.
Look at you, man.
Yes. Man, you brought it down to a whole different level.
Yeah. I'm just going to hush now. Because
you know what? Sometimes you can be really pretty on the outside.
Oh, yeah. Here it comes.
Here we go.
But on the inside.
What?
You're ugly.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Preach,
and then,
brother.
And then what's inside can make the outside ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
That's all I brought.
What did the lady say this morning? Beauty is skin deep, but ugly goes all the way through.
Yeah.
Caution, terrain. Caution, terrain. Pull terrain.
Up.
Pull up. Pull
your
up.
Personality pull is up. Screwing you up.
Stop talking. Stop talking. Walk away.
So I have everything ready to go for the outfit now.
Yeah, you have two outfits or one?
I have two, actually. It's kind of a
versions.
Combo.
Yeah, I got
yeah,
you.
It's a combo
you're
kind of thing.
Using the same jacket?
Yeah, you're going to do the same thing, right? Same jacket for both nights?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah,
Patrick.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got that. I'm ready to go. And
thank you for that.
Why? That's a skill set I shared with you on Instant Messenger.
Patrick, don't look at her skill set. Stop. Stop wow, looking that at is, that skill set.
Whose skill set is that?
Inez Sainz or whatever her name was.
Man, that's a shame.
Yeah, don't look at that.
Yeah, and then then she dresses that way.
Wait, yeah, that's I have no problem with that.
It's like hot. You know, here's another thing. It's like hot weather chicks. You know what I mean?
What?
Like hot weather.
Now
chicks.
We're gonna get down on hot weather girls.
Oh, hot weather girls.
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like especially like Los Angeles is really bad for it. Like everyone tries to outdo each other. Yeah. You know what? Be honest with you, Fox News does the same thing.
Of course they do.
They all do.
So, anyway, okay, what are you saying?
Oh, no, I just,
oh,
I'm ready to go.
Would you stop sending me these?
I'm dude, sending you what?
Stop
it.
What?
Jeez,
distracting.
Man.
Distracting. We're doing this. Just stop it.
I'm not doing anything.
You just sent me a picture of a girl butt in tight jeans.
That's a skill set.
That is a hell of a skill set.
So what are you
wearing?
You don't
know. You don't have an education.
I know. I can hardly understand what you're saying. Now he just sent me a picture of a camel. Okay, would you stop it? My God.
Like an actual camel.
Like how? You have your skill set.
Guess what day it is?
Your skill
podcast
set.
Day.
Bubba's skill set is to be able to speak like with no, choppiness and still be able to send me this. I didn't even know you were doing this.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing stuff. I don't want to ruin
doesn't
the.
Want to tell
there
us.
Is something fun
Let
about the
surprise.
Mystery, the surprise. The whole thing is, you know, everybody was all, you know, into whether or not I was going to wear the pirate shirt, which I really thought I was going to do for
30 seconds.
No, for probably about 2 weeks. I really thought. I mean, I was on Amazon. I was on all kinds of websites looking for pirate shirts.
All right.
Don't laugh. And I was looking for one that would be, you know, because I was looking for one that, you know, had the little lace-up top, you know, where it looked like old school, like 1800s, and then something that just wasn't too frilly. And I couldn't find one that fit my personality. So I ended up talking to Stacey about it, and she said, look, just, you know, you win an award maybe once a year if you're lucky. So go for it. Dress up a little. And I went, you know what? I'll do it for you, baby. I think because she never said, I mean, I know the time we talked to her, she said, whatever I wear is okay as long as she gets to wear whatever she wants, in which she has changed her mind. She's not even wearing that now. I don't even know what she's wearing. But I don't know. I just figured I don't want to be the dumb one up there looking like a goober dressed down.
All right. Here's something I'm going to bring up. So the best part about watching the award show to me is that I like to make snarky comments and jokes about what's going on. I either live tweet that stuff out on Twitter, or if I'm sitting in a room with a bunch of friends, just make jokes, make everybody laugh. Our business manager got a visit yesterday from Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
And said, are you excited to go to the show? And he said, yeah, sure. She goes, it's going to be so much fun. Have you ever watched an award show with Patrick? It's hilarious. To which Bubba replied,
boom.
Oh, whatever. I feed him all of his lines.
I didn't say that.
That's what she said
I said he's stolen a couple of mine and used them for tweets.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
When have I ever watched an award show with you?
Oh, God. We've done that over the phone, and you're like, hey, I'm going to tweet that. You have said that.
I've never stolen a line from you during an award show.
You said,
tweet.
Hey, I'm going to tweet that. And I'm like, go for it.
Well, you said he could, so you can't bring it up.
I said, it's fun.
Yes, you were.
I feed him his lines. No, you don't. What is that?
I'm just saying.
I am looking forward to watching the show sitting next to the two of you, though. Because we've never done that. We've never sat and watched an award show together.
Ever.
No. So this will be great. It'll be a great to see the commentary. Ought to be pretty spectacular.
You know, I'm hoping there's good enough cell service at the stadium.
Oh, I know. I'm worried about whether or not we can
bring in kind of repeater type.
You'd hope.
No. I mean, dude, how many times when you go to a football game and stuff is
it
just...
Yeah, but I think that there's so much. That's such a
It's such a big part
place.
Of the show. Well, no, not only that, but it's such a big part of the show. The ACMs, if there's more... online activity about them, if there's more buzz about them, then you know it's good for them because more people are tuning in going, oh, what am I missing?
But yeah, I think it's built into the building is what I'm saying. In the design,
I've never been to a event there, so
they need several. The problem with all those things is you have all those people concentrated in one spot and they're using one
all
or maybe
to use their
two
phones.
Towers and you just it's like having a stopped up toilet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just way too much trying to go.
I wouldn't have compared it to a stopped up toilet.
I get you. Right.
When you have too much stuff trying to go down a little pipe, it just, you know, you gotta have bigger pipes or more pipes. And then you won't have those issues.
So I'm actually looking up to see if there is service in this stadium.
It's called AT&T Stadium. Surely AT&T.
Surely.
Has taken the time and made the effort to install serious network boosts.
Yes, they do.
In their own stadium. It does?
They do.
Okay. Because
if
not, that is the worst PR job of all time.
On average, 19,000 people are connected to their Wi-Fi network through cell phones and other mobile devices at any time. And during the course of a game, more than 32,000 fans connected at the most. And then it just says... You know, yeah, they've got all kinds of technology. They get pictures of it all. It's not cheap. Double-digit millions of dollars.
Wow.
Jerry can afford it.
I bet AT&T.
They just did that.
Ponied up for all of it.
Taxpayers. Probably part of the deal. But yeah, they get big upgrades. So it shouldn't be a problem.
All right. I like that.
The problem is probably getting hacked.
Here's the thing. I want to know, can I Periscope that, or is that going to be something, like parts of it? Like, you know, can we take a moment and go, hey, here's where we're sitting.
I'm pretty sure you will.
I would Periscope the actual show. I mean, really.
Like us in the crowd, though, is okay?
Yeah,
like whenever we're getting ready for the event and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I think you can do whatever you want, man. I think you can Periscope it when someone's up. I mean, it's on TV. What's it matter?
You're watching Periscope and not the TV show. And so I were CBS, I would be
really upset. 300 people
would
see it.
There was something the other day. Somebody got in trouble for Periscoping something. And
is there rules on Periscope? Is there regulations that says don't broadcast something that blah, blah, blah? Because you don't want to get your account shut down is what I'm saying.
I'm looking.
You don't want Twitter to go, oh, he's broadcasting a live TV show. Shut it down.
Spring Breakers, producers, these people, a lot of people have been sued already, or at least are being brought to court here just in the last month or two with Meerkat and Periscope.
How long has this stuff been out? People are already getting sued?
Yeah.
Because they're live scoping stuff that's not supposed to be seen yet.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that. I can see that being a huge problem.
Wow, yeah, I'm looking at it.
I just wouldn't risk getting your account shut down or getting worse, getting sued. Don't think CBS won't sue you for live streaming something they want on TV.
Here are some of the rules on Periscope. Don't post pornographic or whatever content. Don't do graphic content, like anything like violent, that kind of stuff. Don't spam, don't impersonate someone else, and respect one another. So it doesn't say...
That's pretty broad. Pretty up to...
Yeah, like don't abuse, harass, or post to others, you know, confidential private information.
That's pretty
much all I see there on the rules.
I'd say just, you know, when you get there, you'll know. Like, okay, I feel comfortable doing this. I don't, you know, whatever.
You know what they have at The View? I forgot who it was I was following the other day on Twitter, and they sent out a Twitter picture of a sign at The View. It said, "Welcome to The View. Be sure to tweet out Facebook and da-da-da-da-da to all of your people. Here's our, you know, our stuff, you know, about your appearance." We never do that. We never tell people to tweet or whatever about us.
I want to put a sign in here that said, like a little placard, real kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
I've been actually kind of working, thinking about it behind the scenes. I want to get an old vacuum tube, you know, like about that big.
Uh-huh.
And have it where it has like feet kind of thing where they're attached.
Okay.
And have like a clip that comes out and holds just a piece of paper that's typed with our logo in the corner, and just says at Big D and, you know, Bubba, you know,
yeah,
Facebook.
Something kind of steampunk and cool
looking. And that way it's information that when artists or guests, whoever's in here, it's right in front of their face. It just sits right there. It also has our Wi-Fi password. Some people get on Wi-Fi.
Oh, yes, that's nice.
For guests.
So. Then they can come park outside of our building and download.
Steal our Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I've been thinking about that. That's a little something I've been doing, guys, you know, on my own time.
I see that.
You're a thinker, man. Patrick Whiteside says, Big D and Bubba, he's on Twitter. I always thought Patrick was like a skinny average guy. And then he has a laugh face just from the sound of his voice, LOL. Because we said that Patrick trimmed his beard for the ACM Awards Sunday. How can you listen to our show and think any of us is skinny?
Seriously.
That's what I was going to bring up, is how do you, does anyone pick up that any of us are skinny?
That's an interesting, well, no one if you actually listen, but just by listening to our voices, how do we sound?
Well,
just audibly.
Vocally, I'll tell you right now, we're very lucky overweight people, because a lot of time when you're overweight, you get what I call the fat flap. And just bear with me, because there's going to be people going, what is he talking about? You can hear where you get a little bit of fat in your throat that actually accumulates. And sometimes on really large people, they get a kind of thing like this where it sounds like they're constricted a little bit. And you can hear it. You can hear fat sometimes. And I know... I know. People are like, God, I can't believe he's saying this. But it is true. You can hear it sometimes.
I can't believe you're saying this, actually.
Okay, Big D, can you hear fat?
Most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time. Patrick, have you ever heard fat?
I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people who don't sound fat that are fat.
And I will say this from a professional point of view. I can listen back to old shows, and I can tell you sometimes when I'm at my biggest, because I'll hear a little bit of it. I'm like, oh, I was big then.
Yeah, a lot of it's in breathing. You can tell by breathing. There's, what's that girl on XM? She's on the 80s channel.
I don't know.
And she...
Oh, Nina Hartley.
Oh, I can't
but
listen.
But she's always sounded like
that.
Well,
I think that was from smoking and stuff.
Yes, it is.
What I was thinking about... Whenever we were coming to the end of the song, I decided that we were going to play the thing.
Yeah, it's really
it's sad. It's a mix of breathing in, and there's like the,
it's sad. That actually isn't about weight, though. I think that is about, you know, just years and years of destruction on her vocal cords.
I don't know. I remember her from the 80s on MTV. She sounded like that then.
Did she really?
Yeah.
But she didn't breathe. But she didn't breathe like that, though.
I don't know. Maybe not.
What is she? What's her name?
Hartley? Nina Hartley.
I've never seen her.
Oh, you did back in the day on.
Let's see. That's what she looks like?
Oh,
seriously? Is this the same girl?
Wait a minute. Maybe that's not her. That's actually.
Nina Blackwood. Yeah. Who's Nina Hartley, Bubba? Yeah. Why did that name pop up in your head?
You don't want to Google that. I didn't know.
This person is obviously a professional.
Yeah, she's a professional.
And Bubba just rattled that name off fast, didn't he?
I thought that was her name.
No, Nina Black.
Nina Black.
Oh.
Black.
Well, first of all, I will say this. I didn't know.
Whatever. Okay, that's exactly what I thought she looked like. See, that's her.
But when she looked like this,
yeah,
she sounded like that as well.
Did she?
Yes.
Yeah, that's rough. I like that music, but I can't. If she's on, when she's talking, I have to turn it down.
I don't know why you think that's a problem.
She was in Playboy?
Maybe I was in Playboy. Maybe. I sound, you know what? It's pretty close.
Is this? Oh, yeah, yeah.
God, man.
What?
I'm going back to the other Nina Hartley. That's better.
What is the person I was thinking of? Didn't they have a Hartley there or something?
I don't know, bro.
That's great.
Well, okay. Her website is okay. Yeah.
Don't go there, y'all.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
That's not. Why did you?
I don't know. I thought that was her name.
Okay.
That's great. Who knew?
Who knew that? Well, you did.
I didn't actually.
Anyway, anything else going on that we want to hit? Because I have to pack. I just got to pack and get ready. Y'all taking suit bags, right?
Yeah, we
have. I don't have a suit bag. I have to go get one today.
I meant to bring you one. I forgot it.
I've got one, but it's not a zip-up one. And I have another. You're talking about just like a garment bag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to check it?
How do you? Wait, so I have a suit in a hanging bag.
Yeah.
Do I carry that on or do I check that? Can you carry that on? Is this a big
I would think a lot of people are going to be carrying them on and then you're going to run into the issue.
I would try and get a suit bat, like a, you know what I mean? Like a heavy, like when, not like.
I don't know. I've never packed a suit
in my life.
I flew to Europe with a suit, but I knew I was going to have it dry cleaned when I got there. So we don't have that option this time.
So what do you, I have it's like a suitcase for suits.
It's hard?
Yeah, it's like leather.
Oh, see, mine's not, mine is like fabric.
You carrying that on or you checking?
No, I was going to check that. I was going to put all the nice clothes in that, and it kind of folds over and attaches and, you know, collapses.
Yeah, I don't have. See, I got to go get that.
I've got two of them. I can't find the one that zips. I've got the one that that you just hold over. It's got handles on both ends. But the thing is, if you're only holding one handle, it just flops all over. And I can't use that one on this trip because it will not. It will not travel well, and these people that are throwing your stuff around are going to destroy everything inside of it.
Yes, yes, yes. Well,
looks like I'm going shopping for suitcases today.
Yeah, you can get them. Don't spend a whole lot of money on men. I mean, don't.
Especially
you can
get something like that.
You're going to use it once or twice in 10 years.
I would go to Goodwill.
Go to Goodwill and get you one. That's what you do.
Okay.
Because they'll be fine because they don't get used much. It's not like you're buying
surely
underwear.
Surely somebody has done that. And we have Goodwill right down the road.
Yeah, we do.
So do that.
All right.
We just saved you some money, man.
Yeah.
Because you know, because we care.
Because we love you, man.
We're just here because
glad you shaved your beard.
Oh, my God.
My face itches like crazy right
now. But you look so much better.
Like, seriously. Oh.
If you're listening to this and you have not seen the pictures of Patrick with his newly trimmed beard, it really did look like he was about to, beforehand, it looked like he was about to break into jihad moments. Now he looks very, you look clean.
Best Patrick Beard quote of all time was Craig Morgan, who said, "I'm just saying, if you ran toward the gate, we'd shoot you." Thank you, Craig.
The pictures, like you took them, are they, obviously you're wearing the same t-shirt and the same, how far apart in time are they?
2 hours.
Oh, wow, that's
one
crazy.
One was literally right before I left to go get.
Did you take a shower between them?
No.
It looks like you're clean.
Well, I mean,
on
they
one,
washed my hair,
like,
you know, at the place.
The original
and I was
picture
clean in the first picture.
What's that movie with Tom Hanks when he was on the island and he was sitting there talking
Castaway.
To the volleyball? The first picture looks like Castaway, and the second one looks like you.
Now
won.
I let it get out of hand too. I was supposed to get my beard trimmed 3 weeks ago and a haircut, and I just pushed it back to right before the ACMs. So, you know, it would have been more shapely than that. It just would have still been big, you know. And I have the picture of me at the CMA Awards because we were nominated for the CMAs, and I went in a suit with my beard, but I had it big. It was just neat. So this is a drastically
remember
bad.
Remember when
picture.
He did the point?
When the
he
point was
he
the
went
wedding.
To Germany
yeah.
and he had a point on his beard.
Hey, man.
Some girl from Afghanistan styled his beard
it. It
and
good.
Shaped it into a point, though, dude.
It looked fine.
Yeah. I like the way it looks
All
now.
I know is right now, I don't know what my face looks like, but it feels like it's bright red because I've been no. scratching it the whole time
you,
we've been
well,
sitting
stop
here.
Scratching.
I can't. It itches like crazy.
Well, that's the way the itching stops is if you ignore it, it'll stop. No, ignore it and it'll go away. That's true.
This could be a fun weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
You look great, though.
Don't make me look like an idiot in front of my friends.
I'm not,
please.
Dude. Have we ever done that?
Yes. Yes, you do.
No,
when we're
not.
Traveling together, it becomes Pick
not.
On Patrick Day.
No, it doesn't. It does
it
not.
Usually does.
No, we're going to have to behave because our wives are going to be with us.
That's true. Thank God.
So, yeah, you look great in this. And like I said on the air, it's great because here you are. You're talking about 2 hours difference, and it is a complete transformation. Go look on our website right now or Facebook, and you'll see the picture there. Scroll down a little bit if you're getting to this late. But it is worth checking out because the transformation it's amazing. It's amazing. And the thing is, there's not an easy fix for the rest of us. You just had to get a little trim, and you look like a different person. I wish I could do that.
You can shave your beard off.
This is just scruff. That
you look
doesn't...
better with scruff.
Yeah.
Should I shave this or leave it kind of scruffy?
Like you're asking me, not to be you. All...
Should I leave it a little bit or should I shave
yes,
it down?
No.
A little scruff is good on you. Yeah.
Okay.
You look better with a little scruff. Now, I'm shaving all mine off.
You should shave it completely off.
Big deal. Look 12.
You've had that goatee now for...
6 years?
Ten,
seven
oh,
years?
Longer than that. Maybe 10.
Yeah.
There was a time I had the goatee and Big D was clean shaven. And yeah. then like at some weird point, he grew his and I was like, we can't both have goatees because that just looks so fruity. So I went and I changed it. I shaved mine off. That's why I don't
Is
know.
Is that why? I
that's
never
exactly
knew that.
Why. Because I didn't want to be the goatee brothers. That would just be dumb looking.
I never knew that.
Here comes Big D and Bubba and they both have goatees.
Look at them.
Yeah, I had to. You forced my hand on that one.
Well, that could have been cool. We could have all had beards. We could have been Duck Dynasty if we'd have been forward thinking.
They all have beards. They're not. Yeah. They're not fruity.
That could have been cool.
It felt weird, man. I was like, I cannot be like the same. It just won't work.
I think if we'd had the foresight 10 years ago to just stop shaving, D would still look exactly like he does right now, and you and I would have some big scruffy beards. It would be cool.
But you know what? His goatee has filled in so well over the past 10 years.
It has, but it doesn't grow past that. Like, how often do you trim it?
Every 2 weeks.
But is it really? If you just stop shaving, would
it just kind of get? It gets like what yours was, kind of all lit looking.
Or you get a couple stragglies
yeah,
here and there.
It just kind of gets. It doesn't look good. But yeah, I take care of my thing.
All right, y'all about ready to get out of here and go to... Oh, you know what I do need to do? I need a belt. I need a belt for this weekend. Huh?
You don't have a belt?
Yeah, dude. When's
the last
time you saw me wear
a belt?
Yeah. I don't know.
I wore a belt when I had like a size 36 waist, and that's a long time ago. A long time ago. But I sound real skinny, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Caution. Terrain. Caution. Terrain.
This podcast brought to you by Super 8, Super Destination, Super Start Breakfast, and Super Free Wi-Fi. It all makes for a super stay at Super 8 Hotels. Visit super8.com to start staying super.
Caution, terrain. Caution, terrain.
Pull
terrain.
Up,
pull, up,
up.
Pull up. Pull up. Pull up.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio. Every day, it was the podcast.
Caution, terrain.